Very similar, isn't it?
Would have been a great band to do that.
Yeah.
8:50 on Absolute Radio. This week's show, I'm joined by my special guest.
It's the David Tennant Breakfast Show featuring...
Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show.
Well, you know...
Two breakfast shows.
Christian's pressing some buttons, but basically...
Oh, this is just a tech op.
Yeah.
Sort of admin I'm doing this week.
That's right.
The time is...
8:50.
Beautifully done.
10 to 9.
Christian, can you...
10 to 9 is better than 8:50, isn't it? I'm learning.
You're right, it's a DJ thing, actually, yeah, because no one stopped you in the street, would you go 8:50?
I would, but then...
Would you?
Maybe that's wrong.
Richard, would you, if someone stopped you in the street, would you go, it's 8:50, sir?
No, I'd go 10 to 9.
Maybe I would, I don't know.
Sandy, do you know what I do sometimes, right? I'll leave a message for a family member, and I go, hi, it's Christian Gibbcool. It's about 20 past 3. That was amusing. Christian, can you ask David, should I be worried about the first 5 minutes of this Sunday's Doctor Who? Is it the most scariest then? The reason is I'm due to give birth this Sunday.
Right.
Which is congratulations. That's great news. I hope it all works out very well for you. But she's worried about, are the first 5 minutes the most intense?
No.
It might start the contractions.
No, it starts quite gently.
And then hits them.
And then it gets quite scary.
It gets scarier.
Yeah.
Christian, I'm looking forward to bidding for David Tennant's bed. This
Very
is true.
Good.
We're doing that this Friday. You can have a look at it on Facebook, on absoluteradio.co.uk and on Twitter. I'd love to bid for it. It's all for children need. However, David, I met you about 3 years ago and you kindly let me take a photo of you for my son, Chris, who was then 13. You were wearing a turquoise T-shirt with a white fish on it.
Turquoise T-shirt with a white fish.
I would love to buy this T-shirt from you and donate this money to Children Need. Do you still have that shirt?
I don't know that I've ever had a turquoise T-shirt with a white fish.
Well, they've put in brackets here. I can email you the photo. You've probably forgotten all about it.
You better email me the photograph because I can't recall that T-shirt.
All right, well, Gaynor! Rogers in Warlingham, Surrey. If you can, you've offered there to email it back to us. We'll see if David can be reminded. It's kind of like T-shirts reunited.
And if the price is right, then Children Need can have it.
Bear in mind, he is Scottish.
Listen,
I didn't mean that. I meant if she wanted to put like a Scottish greeting on the email.
Backpedal now.
Okay, now we're on a special mission. We have about 8-9 days left on this. We spoke last week to an amazing man. He's called Sergeant Ian Hobbs, and he's just come back. He's got 2 weeks off at the moment to enjoy some time with his wife and 2 children before heading back out to Afghanistan, Kandahar, where he's going to be serving over Christmas, and he's in charge of 26 other men. And while we were talking to him, we found out that he wanted to get a little gift while he was back in the UK for the rest of his people he's going to be in charge of over Christmas. And I thought it would be really good if we could sort those 26 gifts out. And he also wants to try and get hold of a Father Christmas outfit. So first of all, we can get Sergeant Ian Hobbs back on. Good morning, Ian.
Morning, Christian.
You'll say morning to Doctor Who as well.
Good morning, David. How are you?
Hi, I'm very well, Ian. How are you doing?
Not too bad, thank you.
Good, good.
And Sergeant, are your children big fans of Doctor Who? Will they be watching him this weekend?
They are. They're massive fans. So they're quite jealous this morning.
I'm very glad to hear that.
Well, we'll get David to sign some stuff for them, okay?
Of course I will, yeah.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah, no trouble.
What are their names, Ian?
Shannon and Chloe.
Shannon and Chloe, we'll sort that out.
Do you need to check the spelling?
Does Chloe have the two little dots above the E?
No, it's just normal C-H-L-O-E.
Very good. And Shannon, S-H-A-N-N-O-N.
That's correct.
There you go.
There we go. And it was one of their birthdays over the weekend, wasn't it?
It was, yes.
Which one had the birthday over the weekend?
It was Shannon's birthday over the weekend.
She's one of like a...
She might get a happy birthday.
Why are you getting a block of cheese out of a free bag that's been sent?
I'm going to sign this and send them to it.
Not the thing that got sent today for free.
I'll get them some other stuff as well.
And there was him trying to say, don't make regional stereotypes about the tightness of the Scots.
I'm not saying this is all they're getting.
You've been sent something by a national supermarket.
I'm pumping up the...
Right? You've taken out the food, okay?
Well, I'll send them a block of cheese if they want it. To be honest, I'm mystified why we got sent that in the first place this morning.
Okay, well, listen, Ian, we have someone on the line who can start to help your mission when you go back out there.
All right, fantastic.
Ray, good morning.
Oh, good morning there, Christian.
Good morning, Ray. Thanks so much for getting in contact with the show.
He's got a deep voice.
He's got a proper voice, isn't
he? Yeah.
Ray's like me, got a real manly voice.
You should do voiceovers, Ray.
Yeah, Tesco's or something like that.
MoneySupermarket.com, they're looking for someone
every,
new.
Every little helps.
Yeah, well.
Probably undercut you, David. Anyway, Ray, how can you help Sergeant Hobbs?
Well, we've got a fancy dress company called Smithies.com where we do about 5,000 fancy dress party fashion products, and I thought that maybe Sergeant Hobbs would like to have a look on the website, and I'll be very happy to supply his merry band of 26 blokes with any fancy dress that they'd like to choose from. We've got everything from Michael Jackson, Village People, Banana Man, Elvis, Marilyn, Smurfs. You name it.
I'm worried about the safety implications of 26 serving soldiers in Kandahar dressed as the Smurfs.
Yeah.
I don't know, it could be a bit scary, I think.
That could fill the Taliban, couldn't it?
Yeah, psychological warfare.
Yeah.
The Smurfs have teamed up with Michael Jackson and are now declaring a war on terror. So, listen, Ian, we've got the Father Christmas outfit.
That's brilliant. Is that with the correct leg length? Because I gave the wrong leg length yesterday.
Yeah, now, yesterday I asked for your inside leg measurement, and you said 24 inches, which means at the moment we're dealing with a midget army.
Yes, I meant 32 inches.
Are your troop going to hear about this?
Yeah, they probably will do.
Very good.
Because everyone was suddenly going, oh, we just need a child. 22, Santa,
yeah. I was listening to that, actually. You know, it was all like, oh, yeah, 34-inch waist, right, 40-inch chest, yeah, fine. 22-inch leg?
He's a huge little fella.
He's there, yeah. Allowing some odd shapes to enlist these days.
Jeanette Cranky is in the army.
Yes.
He's saying, yeah. Well, listen, Sergeant Hobbs, we're still working on the pot noodle. Richie, what's the latest with the Christmas flavour of the pot noodles?
Do you remember yesterday the MD of Pot Noodle was talking about Pot Noel? Well, others may not have been. I know you were. I'm not talking just to you. Pot Noel. Pot Noel.
Bless you. You're right.
Yes, I'm fine. Yeah. Rusty, haven't talked to me much today. You got your new mate. Sorry, that came out. Pot Noel. All right.
What is
pot? All right. You got pot noodle.
Pot, yes, I got it. It's just you can't seem to say it.
Yeah. You keep going pot round down, eating the words.
No, it's a difficult one to say because it's not a natural word,
pot
is it?
Pot Noel.
That's right. Yes.
Oh, you made that sound even better.
Yeah. Sorry. Oh, you have a go then.
Pot Noel. Thank you very much. I'm available for voiceover work.
What is the latest?
They're trying to develop it. It looks like we could make this happen for the troops for Christmas.
Excellent. You hear that, Sergeant? Keep your fingers crossed.
That's amazing. That's absolutely fantastic.
All right, well, listen, we'll catch up with you again tomorrow. What are you doing with your family today? You got anything nice planned?
The girls are at school. My lovely wife's at work. I've got some assessments and stuff to write today, so I'll be quite busy, but getting ready to go back.
Assessments? What, for the army, or are you doing the kids' homework?
No, it's for the lads that are working out there. Their annual assessments are coming up, so I need to get that done as well.
Oh. Well, you have one-on-one appraisals like we do in other normal boring jobs.
Yeah, of course.
Are they all going to get a good report?
Oh, definitely.
Are they a good bunch?
They are fantastic. Some of the best lads I've worked with in my entire career.
Brilliant.
Well, listen, we'll catch up tomorrow. Have a good day today, and thanks for talking to us.
Thank you very much, Christian. Thanks.
See you, Ian.
David.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
I'd already said goodbye. We're trying to muscle in on that.
Well, I'm just, you know, I want to say goodbye to the sergeant.
All right, well, zip it. Christian O'Connor.